Oop, there's a good one. There's a big one. There's a big one out. Ooh. Huh. Look at that. There we go. Nope, same size. A little bit better. Come here. Ooh.
That's a squeaker.
What's that?
You don't even need a net on that one.
What? You don't want a net in that one?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, doesn't like
that's
me.
A flipper. Well, you don't get many flippers, but we'll take them anyway.
Whoop. Come here, buddy. Huh. Come here, buddy. Let's see. You don't want some lead. Let's see how this guy is. Fairly dangerous activity. Come here, buddy. Ooh. Not too bad. Thing is, you know, in so many different conditions, one of the real keys to really being successful on the water is just dealing with the conditions, and that's changing throughout the course of the season. I'm talking about efficiency, especially when you get at what a lot of people would consider adverse conditions, and that's wind, is jerk baits. You know, and today, there's quite a few different jerk baits on the market. Right now, we're fishing with this is a Ripstop Deep, and this bait actually on a long cast with braided line and monofilament, or a fluorocarbon leader, I should say, that I can actually drive this bait down to almost like, you know, 8 to 9 foot of water on a really long cast. And then after that, it's a other thing is also figuring out the retrieve that the fish are willing to bite on. Sometimes you want to have to pause it for a period of time to trigger the fish into biting. Sometimes you want to impart a lot of erratic behavior, like popping it to get the fish to bite. But jerk baits are just fabulous tools. When the wind starts to blow, jerk baits are a real key lure to have in your arsenal.
When you think about hard baits, they really come in three shapes. Round, oval, kind of fat baits. Then you got flat-sided shad-type baits. Then you got minnow-style baits. And they all got a time and place for every kind of fish, inclusive of walleyes. And Rapplin knows a lot about minnow-style baits. They came and introduced the original floating Rapala to North America. Still one of the hottest baits in the world. Then the Countdown followed after that. Then the Husky Jerk series after that. And then the X-Rap series after that. Then the Shadow Rap series after that. Then the Ripstop series after that. Now that has an impressive run. And every one of these styles of baits do something slightly different. And the minnow shape, day in and day out, is an absolute, absolute killer. You gotta have them in your tackle box for any kind of fish that swims.
Oop, there's one. Yep, no, nice Wally. Right there. It just sort of changed directions at the end of the cast and the bait was coming up. Come here, buddy.
I'm coming.
That's a better one there. Look at that. It's interesting, you know, with this Ripstop, every one of these fish, Al, are biting that little flash mark on the tail of the bait. It's sort of interesting. Come here, buddy.
Amazing.
Look
that's
at that. There you go.
That little teaser tail.
Yeah, look at that.
They got some beautiful, it's really slick the way that works.
Look at that thing. But you'll notice on this bait here, all the Ripstops actually have a little flash. And a lot of the walleyes, all three of the walleyes I've caught so far, every one of them were hooked on that tail hook with that little bit of flash on there. It's a nice fish. I think we're starting to get fine-tuned here a little bit and get it going here a little. Little beautiful fish. We'll get her back in the water. You can see with the wind at my back, I can just literally launch this bait. You know what I mean? You go out there, look how far that bait's getting out there. Now what I'm gonna do is reel it down to depth. I probably cast it into about maybe 11 or 12. I'm gonna reel it down, and then I'm gonna just slow my cadence down a little bit, sweeping retrieve. Oop, there's one. Oh! I like that.
I'm back
you know,
on.
It's really so efficient, you know
net
what I mean?
Man.
That's what you get on what Al was saying, the efficiency of jerk baits like this. You know, a lot of people say snivel when the wind starts blowing. And the thing is, a lot of good anglers, they just love it because they realize how you can get up on these big structures and do this. You know what I mean? How you
guess
can comb water real quick and catch. It's not only, you know, walleyes, but a lot of times you'll be catching smallmouths, northerns, pike, you know, at early season, lake trout, you know, real shallow water sometimes. There you go. Come here, buddy. Another nice one.
Look where that hook is again.
I know. Is it? It's almost like, oh. It's just fascinating the way they're biting it. Yeah.
Now, that teaser tail.
Look at that thing.
Has really made a difference, Jim, in this bait.
Yeah, I know. Every fish is hooked perfectly on the last hook. And the thing is, you know why? Because when this bait moves through the water, look at that. There's a beautiful fish. Look at that guy there. You can see these. When these guys, you know, wind starts blowing, these guys turn into hunters. You can see those choppers. They get up on these flats and they really start moving around, you know, hunting schools of shiner minnows and bait fish up on these flats. I'll get her back in the water. Come here, buddy. And you can see this little bit of like a flash mark on the back end of the bait. What's really cool about this bait, watch this thing underwater. And a lot of the walleyes, you notice that they've all been biting on that the tail end of the bait. And the reason is that little bit of mirrored finish on the back end of the lure. But this has really been a fabulous fish catcher for a lot of different fish species.
Got him.
Got him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice one. Real nice one, Jim. Oh, there's another one with it.
What?
There's another one with him.
Really?
Yeah. She's a good one.
Here, let me spot lock here for a second or two.
You got a spot lock here?
Yep, I'm on it.
Get the net on it.
I'm on it. Okay. Where is that little one?
Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy. Come here.
Just hand her to me here.
That's a good one.
Yes, it's a good one. Come on out of there, baby.
There's another one, Al.
Yeah, I told you they're in this corner. You got a spot lock in here.
I'm locked here. Hang on. Ooh. Look at that. Ooh.
This is kind of a skinny one. Look at her. She's not real fat. She hasn't been eating really good like those ones that you had. Good one?
Yeah.
I'm a good net man. Oh, yeah. Nice one. Nice one again.
Come here, buddy. Come here. Oh.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah, you got her spotlight. We're good.
Yeah.
Yours is, I think, coming to be the biggest one of the day here so far. She looked pretty good, Jim.
Ooh.
I was about to tell you something when we doubled up on here, but I will in a minute. I think you're going to find. Oh, yeah.
Look at
good
that.
One, Jim.
Real fatso there.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Ooh. There you go, man.
How do you like that? That's little whippersnapper. Yeah.
That's a big gal,
I'm
going
to need the pliers here. Yeah.
Okay. I know what. I got him here.
There you go.
There you go.
Look at that. Okay. There we go. Beautiful fish. Look at that thing. Gorgeous.
A little blood off her. There you go. She's a good one.
Got him.
Got him.
There we go.
Feels like a brownie, too. Almost sure it's a brownie.
Oh.
Ooh, big fish, Jim.
Is it?
Yeah.
Boy, you got yourself a smallie.
Mike got a smallie. Yeah, maybe it's fighting like a dog walleye now.
A what?
It's a big walleye.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say there should be some walleyes out here.
I'm going to need you to net this.
Okay. Are you sure it's not a giant brownie?
No, it's a walleye.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, just a nice one. Not even a monster.
No.
Not even a monster.
Oh, I didn't realize you went to clown.
Yeah, I just thought it.
What?
Yeah, I think I can handle her.
What's that?
I got her. Yeah. I don't want to work. Okay. Excellent. We're pushing the envelope You got the...
You go, here's a pair of pliers.
Clown. One for the road. I finally got one in back. I've been doing all the netting. Look at that. No. I've been running out of time.
See, I've seen way too many lightning strikes back
we're
there.
We're pushing the envelope. You know, I didn't get a chance to get up on that smallmouth water that I wanted to go to. But this is a good run. It's a fun run. You got me for 10 more minutes. I've been doing a good job of netting, Jim.
Yeah. Come here, buddy. Where is the axe? I'm just trying to hold the boat.
That.
There you go. You see him out here.
Right, straight ahead of you.
There. There. There you go. Come here.
Another pretty nice one.
Yeah. Come here, buddy.
She's another spawned out one.
Boy, I know. That's one thing about, you know, crankbaits like this. A lot of times for walleyes, and really you'll get bigger fish as a whole. I mean, the average size of a fish definitely increases.
One.
That's a big boy there.
That's a good,
come here, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, boy, that's a big one, Jim.
Yeah, look at the
another really big one.
Whoa. Come here. Oh, look at this. We're in luck. He's not hooked too bad. Look at that.
Woo!
Beautiful man. Fish, a big longy. No question about it. When it comes to catching big walleyes and smallmouth bass, jerk baits can be a really key lure throughout the entire season. It doesn't make any difference. Cold water, warm water, you know, that's the really key. It's really just sort of fine-tuning the conditions for the conditions that you're faced with.